Om Shanti. Today, 17th March, blessing is, may you be seated on the Trikaldarshi seat and achieve success with your power of determination. May you be seated on the Trikaldarshi seat and achieve success with your power of determination. The power of determination is an elevated power which easily transforms any power of carelessness. Babdada's blessing is, there is success where there is determination. You simply have to be an embodiment of success in the right way according to the time. Before you perform any act, think of its beginning, middle and end, and then perform that act or enable it to be performed. That is, be seated on the Trikaldarshi seat and carelessness will then finish. Let the seed of thought be powerful and filled with determination, and there will then easily be success in your words and actions. So actually Baba is talking about three things here. One is being Trikaldarshi. Second is perform any act with determination and according to time and right method. In Hindi the word is vidhi, right way, and according to the time. So first of all, let's discuss about determination. So what is determination? Yes, Sister Hina, what is determination? Come here, please. Powerful thought, willpower, strong willpower. Yes, Sister? Powerful thought. Because this is the, like Baba is repeating this thing again and again, that determination, if there is determination, then there is success. So we need to understand what is determination. Anybody else? Yes, you have decided. Yes. So we do it. Yes. Yeah, whatever is there in your mind, you have to do it, whatever may happen, right? No second thought, right? No second thought. Because I remember when I was reading about the determination, so 2-3 incidents of my life came in front of my eyes. So one is that, you know, once, like 3 years ago, I was going from Mount to Shantivan with a very senior sister from London. And, you know, when we get these kind of chances to sit with somebody in car for 40 minutes, so you want to take full advantage. Huh? So I asked the sister, tell me, what is the essence of your Gyan life? What is the essence of your 40 years of Gyan? And she immediately, she gave me one line answer, and the answer was, never ever give yourself any options. You know, this is what we do all the time. If this happens, okay, I will do this. If it doesn't work, I will do this. So options must not be given, and that is determination, right? And the other thing is that they say that the ability to success is not obstructed by the hindrances or the obstacles, but it is the easier ways to lower goals, you know, lower goals, because in other words, there are lower goals which actually distract us, which are actually preventing us from striving the higher goals. So that is means low determination. We have different options, then we go for not this, okay, let's go for something lower. So, and another thing is that because from I have lived my whole life, childhood and from till college, in hostels. So I have many friends, those who are in armed forces. So when we meet them in school gatherings or something, so many things we learn from them. So one of them is in commando training, you know, commando training. So they were sharing that how at the end of a commando training, like they say, that making of a soldier. So at the end of the commando training, they have gone through so many tough training, but it ends with a 40 kilometer run. 40 kilometer. And that also at night. And they have to carry 20 kilo backpack. And then in the hand, they have to carry their weapon. And at night, there's no light there. So they have to run 40 kilometers and then they will reach to that level and then they'll be called, yes, you are a commando now. And among that group, there was one person who was always given the title of the fittest commando in the whole group. So this run was again very important for him to win. But what happened, 2 days before the run, he had a very severe knee injury. On the knee, he fell or something happened. And then everybody was very confirmed and they knew that he can't do it now. Like it's a bad luck for him that he's the fittest guy and see what has happened. And then he was sharing his experience that how when the run started, he never gave himself any option that I will be tired, I have this knee pain. But he kept running and slowly, slowly he crossed every commando and he won the title of the fittest commando and he was the first. Like there was a big gap between him and the second one. And his answer was the same, that I didn't give myself this option. I didn't tell my mind, oh, I have this pain, I can't do this. But I always kept this determination in me that I will win. And it happened. And the other thing is that another example I want to give here, because we all know gyan points of determination, dridhata, we all have been listening this. But to understand it more deeply, what it takes to have determination. So another example I want to give here is about another sports person. He's a very famous American athlete. His name is... So Edwin Moses... He held the record on the track of the maximum number of races, successful races, 107, more than 100. Can you imagine somebody is winning 107 times in the world, every time he is winning. And when he was asked that, what is the secret of your success? And he said that the only secret of my success is that I know that I have the most ability to bear or tolerate pain than anybody else. That I can bear pain than anybody else. Because I know that when we train means when we, you know, practice running and on the field, everything. So there's a lot of pain. He says that my senses are screaming, stop it, don't do it, we have pain here and everywhere pain, but I tell my mind no. So this is how it goes. And I'm talking about a person who is not knowing about soul, supreme soul and all those things. And we as Baba's children, we say that we are master Sarva Shaktivan and master almighty authority and we know everything. So how much determination we must have. Small things happen. So just a matter of... Another sister was sharing one nice experience that she says that whenever she goes for blood test, you know, yesterday I went but I didn't practice that, somebody else, somebody much higher. She was sharing that whenever I go for blood test or something like this, I always practice, I am a master, almighty authority and you know, all these things. But these things to be practiced every second. And then this is how the determination comes. And that's why they say that it's not like they say that the successful person, their life is not made just in one flight. Okay, immediately they got success. No. But they say that they have been toiling upwards, like when their friends were sleeping, they were toiling hard that time. So that's why. And another example I just remembered, like when their friends are sleeping. So they say about the sportsman Ronaldo. You know Ronaldo? The number one in the in football. Yes, Cristiano Ronaldo. I was watching a movie about him like long time ago, and it stayed in my mind from that time. His friends were sharing about his hard work. They were sharing that when everybody will sleep, so Ronaldo will wake up at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. He will go to the gym because he made friends with the gatekeeper or the gym keeper, and he will take the key, go into the gym and will practice alone there. Whole night he is practicing, and especially practicing on his legs, you know, because you have to kick. So this is how determination works. So Baba says, you are commandos, you are spiritual army, and how much discipline we have and how much willpower we have. And they say that for determination and for focus and for willpower, we have to, you know, because the doctors are sitting here, I just want to discuss some small thing which we have learnt in our biology lessons about, you know, the front part of the brain, which is called as prefrontal cortex. They say that this is the only part which separates human beings from other species, lower species, that everybody complains about not able to focus, and the only way to develop focus and determination is to keep trying. This is the only way. There's no magic. And they say that that you have to practice like two formulas for that, and it is very BK formula. We say that you have to practice, of course, triple C. You know triple C? BKs are very perfect. They can just give significance to anything. Triple C. Triple C, they say that to develop your determination, keep checking. See, checking. And every time we check, we will be more aware. So check what's going on, right? And then choose, because every time you will check, you will come to know, oh, that thought is not appropriate. So choose something nice, powerful, and change it. So check, choose and change. This is to, and they say that every time we are like doing one special thing for us continuously, like with relentlessly, we are doing something. So that part of the brain is being developed at that time, again and again, if you are repeating something. So they say that three parts are there. One is we have to understand, I want. So be aware about the goal. I want. The other point is, I want. Means mind is distracted, bring it back. It's happening with everybody. People come to the center and they say, you know, sister, after sitting for meditation for 2 minutes, they say, sister, we can't concentrate. And we tell them, brother, sister, we are working from 20 years. Sit silently. And yes, it will be distracted. Bring it back. It's natural. So, okay. But back of the mind, I have to be careful that I will never give up. Not giving up is determination. Achha, the third is, I will means I will keep my mind here means proper with determination. I'll not it get distracted. So these three things, it's exercise, keep remembering it, keep repeating it, and then we will really be able to develop our determination. And the second thing which I want to discuss, because we have very less time left. So second thing I want to discuss about is, you know, doing everything, Baba says, according to the time and in the right way. According to the time. Because we can't be doing things according to our old ways all the time. So when I was reading this again, I remembered a school friend, and who never used to drink chai. Never. So, never. Yeah. So, it was like, no, chai is not good. And because we were thinking, okay. So after like 20 years, there was a school gathering and we saw that person drinking chai. So we said, hello, what happened? What happened to your that thought? And he said a very nice thing, that he said, only fools and perfect people don't change. And he said, I don't want to be a fool and I know I'm not perfect, so better to be changed. Right? So yes. So we have to do everything according to the time. So we don't have to be a fool, and that's why they say that if somebody is not asking a question for the one time, he will be like, you know, a fool for one time. But if he's not asking for whole life, he's a fool for the lifetime. So better to be a fool and ask at one time, right? Otherwise we'll be fool for the whole life. Okay, the second thing is about this according to the time. Like there's no water today, right? There is water, but less water. So we have to adjust accordingly. And another thing is, like there was a example given from this stage. I remember in one of the classes I was listening to, I think Shyam Bhai gave this example of these two companies, Nokia and Canon, or some camera company, that how they didn't cope up with the change and they left behind. Nobody is asking about Nokia these days. Everybody is asking for Samsung or iPhone. We have to keep up with the time. And now again in the morning I was thinking about how nobody ever thought that we'll be watching Baba on TV in Madhuban. Right? Okay, in centers okay, but we come to Madhuban to see Baba on TV. So nobody ever thought about this. But according to the time, everything is changing and we have to keep up with that. And the right method. So last year, from September, October, November, in Kuwait Center, from where I have come now. So there, because it's a Muslim country and because of many, many things, which I will not go into detail now. So there was a big obstacle there because of many things, and not one after the another, every single day we were receiving a news about some big thing or that thing. And I was really telling the sister there, I was saying, Didi, I'm feeling as if I'm in an action movie. Every day there is action, like big action, unexpected news is coming. And then we were told that you have to be like quiet now, shut up means shut up, and you have to keep a very low profile. So we stopped all the activities, everything got stopped, and like every week we used to receive at least 50, 60, 70 people for our seminars. Now the condition is we are receiving 5, 6, 7, 8 people, that's all. But we have to change according to the time. We can't be keeping and having this thought, no, we are so good, we are Brahma Kumaris and all those things. So this is really, this is what we have learned recently. We have to adjust according to the time if we want to survive for a longer time. Otherwise, if we would have said that, okay, we will not stop, we will continue like advertising and all those things. So government would come, actually they came. But, so, this is a very important thing, according to the time. And the other thing is, last thing, about Trikaldarshi seat. Trikaldarshi. Trikaldarshi means somebody who is seer of the three aspects of time. You know the past, present and future. And there is a saying in the world that if you are called wise and knowledgeful, if you think before doing. Huh? But if you think after doing, then you are called. Then that will be repentance. Yeah? Because you take your own sweet time before doing something. Okay, keep thinking, keep like churning and everything. But after doing the act, then you don't have to think. Keep thinking before. And that is called as being Trikaldarshi. This is what Baba says. When we have this kind of determination, when we do things according to the time and in a right way. And then when we sit on our seat of being Trikal Darshi, I'm the master, almighty authority, then Baba says there will be success in your words, in your actions, in your every seva. Om Shanti.